A pretty robust bounce this morning following Wall Street's big drop yesterday, plus the corporate money going into social justice organizations right now. I'm David Brancaccio. After the Dow fell more than 1,800 points yesterday, 6.9%, key stock indexes are up today. At the moment, the Dow is up 742 points, 3%. The S&P is up 2.6%. The NASDAQ is up by about the same, 2.7% there. On Fridays, we consult Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FHN Financial.
One of the most important takeaways from yesterday was that even though everything was down, those big internet stocks that have dominated the indexes were not down as much as everything else. If you take them out and look at the rest of the S&P 500, we actually had a correction yesterday. We were down 10%. So maybe this will be the one-day correction, and then we move on from there. We'll see.
All right. So some investors noticing that there's coronavirus still about. Many of us, regular people in our homes, are well aware of it, and we have been saving. You've been following the money?
Yes. What's going on is money supply is up a ton, and no surprise, that's coming from things like PPP loans, Treasury grants to people. It's coming from expanded unemployment benefits. But what's interesting is where it's going. It's not just not being spent. It's being shifted into savings accounts. And when we see that kind of behavior on the part of households, it's a pretty good indication not only that they're being careful about spending, but they plan to continue to be careful. We had a 30% saving rate in April, something we've never seen before in the United States. It was on top of a double-digit saving rate in March. I think this is one way, in an out-of-control world, people are taking control of their future.
Chris Lowe, Chief Economist, FHN Financial, thank you for this.
Thank you, David.
With a big idea like that, let's stay on this household debt theme. Let's switch to Marketplace's Justin Ho with more.
Some people are digging deeper into debt during the pandemic. Greg McBride at Bankrate.com says about one in six households reports having more debt now than before the crisis.
And that's one in four for those that have suffered some sort of income disruption.
A separate report from the New York Fed says the average debt per capita rose to $52,000 in the first quarter, about 3% more than the year before. But economist Tim Quinlan at Wells Fargo says the government stimulus has caused many people's incomes to rise, too.
April, for example, was the best month on record for personal income. That was the month that the stimulus checks got counted.
Quinlan says savings rates have also gone up, given the restrictions on in-store shopping. And some consumer credit has slowed, says Warren Kornfeld at Moody's.
It's down very, very significantly with auto, because auto sales are down.
Kornfeld says the concern is whether borrowing will start to rise more as the government stimulus wears off. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
CVS Drugstore said today it will no longer put beauty and personal care products designed for black people into locked cabinets in the stores where you have to ask for them special. Walmart and Walgreens have made similar moves recently in the face of accusations this is discriminatory, since similar products for white people can be picked straight off the shelves. Corporations have been pledging contributions to Black Lives Matter at the corporate level, but that's not the only way they're supporting that movement. Apple, Google, Disney, and many others are also matching their employees' contributions to social justice groups. Some employees and then crowdsourcing and bundling donations through social media to increase impact further. Marketplace's Erica Barris looks at the business case for matching employees' financial activism.
Like lots of corporations, Adobe recently doubled matching its employees' contributions to nonprofits. Adobe employee Andre Martin Johnson Jr. says that pushed him to crowdsource his donations to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund and Human Rights Watch. People could send him money, he'd give through Adobe, and their donations would go further. So he posted on Twitter and Instagram.
So a lot of people started resharing my post. I was getting donations from people that I didn't even know, sort of third tier connections, if you will. And it really just snowballed.
He raised more than $7,000. That adds up to more than $21,000 in donations. Jamie Perry studies workplace diversity at Cornell. She says matching contributions is one way companies can show their employees they know what's going on right now.
Words match the action, and therefore employees feel better about the place in which they work.
Over the last 2 weeks, social justice organizations have raised $600 million, according to Jacob Harold of Candid, a nonprofit that tracks other nonprofits and foundations. That's as much as they'd raised in the past 2 years. Harold says the popularity of these matching programs
is illustrative of this new political power that many employees have and pressure that management is feeling from its workforce to engage in these critical social issues.
And by employees, Harold means the ones who are still working during a recession.
The employees that are being listened to tend to be those that are highly skilled and maybe harder to replace.
Andre Martin Johnson Jr. says he wasn't surprised when Adobe doubled its matching contribution, but
I also wasn't like taken aback with gratitude or anything like that because, you know, tech companies in the past have really had a reputation for underemploying people of color.
But he says it's a step in the right direction. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
And here's a number, 30,000. That's the number of American Red Cross blood drives canceled due to COVID. The U.S. is now down to about a one-day supply, which is critically low. The Red Cross is offering $5 Amazon gift cards if people give blood now. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.